SQL.
It's 25 minutes. We'll call it past the hour of 7 o'clock. Running late this morning.
I can't believe such a thing.
I know. A couple of notes, though, I did want to mention, and that is you'll have the news in about 5 minutes, and Brevard College has announced their new head basketball coach.
Yes, we have the breaking news story.
Breaking news for you there.
Before they've even announced it officially.
Yeah, right. So we'll have that information for you at the bottom of the hour. Mm-hmm. And this evening over at the Cathy's Creek Community Center, there's going to be a sort of forum debate between the people running for county commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
We invite everybody to come on out there this evening.
Who's moderating that?
I will be moderating.
Is it you?
It should be good.
He will be there taking autographs and taking pictures and signing autographs after the event, just like Paula Deen did
on
Tuesday.
We're going to have, that's right. How did that go?
I don't know. Well, she didn't call me.
She didn't?
I tried to get her.
That's Paula.
And she must not have called
you can't trust them.
Carol. Carol Futrell either, because Carol didn't call me
back. That's right. She was supposed to do that. I gave you an assignment.
I tried.
And this is what you come up with.
I tried, but, I was afraid that they might think I was stalking her.
All right. Well, no bonus for
you this week. I've been accused of stalking people before.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. All right, let's do the Nutty News. Nutty News brought to you by our friends over there at the White Squirrel Shop.
Okay.
South Africa's Kulula. I don't know how to pronounce this. K-U-L-U-L-A. Kulula?
Kulua? Drink?
That sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah.
Is it a drink?
No, it's airlines.
Oh. I thought we were talking about coffee liqueur.
Yeah, I know. South Africa's Kulula Airlines is known for its quirky promotions, and the latest one does not disappoint. Through the end of April, your fourth wife flies free.
Shut up.
Yes, the airline's Facebook page is an ad that reads, "Not only will you get a great deal on Kulula.com flights for your first three wives, but now your fourth wife will fly free."
That's an awesome deal.
This is no subtle way to nod to South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, who married his fourth wife over the weekend. See, that's sort of tying in. Anyway, the promotion seems to be serving its purpose because look at all the free publicity they're getting out of it.
So, that's pretty awesome.
If you're on your fourth wife, you want to go to South Africa,
there you go.
Here's your chance.
Wow.
Right. That's a check.
I have some friends I could probably call and tell them.
There you go.
Hey, guess what?
They're working on it.
Did you see on, I like Mad Men, although I've not been able to watch this season because it comes on too late. But they had, I guess, the character Don Draper stayed in the Holiday Inn or Howard Johnson's Holiday Inn. I can't remember which one. And so whatever that chain is, they're giving, if your real legal name is Donald Draper, you can come and stay a night in the hotel for free as a publicity thing and stay in his suite and all that
kind of
stuff.
Well, I don't think there are any Howard Johnsons anymore. So
it must be Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
You could pretend your name was Donald Draper.
Well, I got the first part right.
You do, and the D in the last part, and you've got dark hair. And I feel like if you put on one of those suits, you would look very dapper
like he does.
I got broad shoulders.
I like the hat, I gotta get the hat. Anyway, all right, well, thank you for that information.
I'm here. Yeah, that's what I'm here for, to give this information out to
the program,
to the people.
More useless information. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, though, hopefully it won't be useless information.
No, it's good stuff.
A check in the news. Stay with us.
These days, it's so important to buy Made in America.
Those are the Stray Cats, and I think there was one alley cat in there, too. And going to rock this town here on 1240 Radio WSQL.
I'd like to announce that Don DeBias is wearing his pimp shirt today.
Right on.
He's keeping his pimp hand strong. Bill Sack came in and brought this to my attention.
Yes. It is. This is my little silky shirt that I wear.
You could.
That's right. Later, you're going to sit on my Eldorado, and we're going to see if we can't get some business
you,
going.
Thank you, Huggy Bear.
We're going to get some business
Anything that helps us here.
Starsky and Hutch. I love that show. That was a great show. Talk into the. If you're going to be on the show, talk in the microphone, all right?
I was on the show.
Thank you, Bill. You've only been in radio 20 years.
It
is 7:41 in the morning. I want to play. You take the microphone back.
y'all, this is me.
We're saving up for two microphones. I just wanted you to know that. But right
that's
now.
That's another fundraiser.
Yeah.
This is a contest for Ia. Okay, this is something she's going to be very, very good at. And you guys, don't kibitz. Don't help her because Andy Rissman is in the studio as well this morning. Say good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Andy.
There you go. And
Andy's a ringer on trivia, so you can't help Andy.
We have an audience this morning.
I know. I'm feeling very, very pressure. Doom, 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 doo, 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 doo.
You consider yourself
under pressure
proficient with movies and television shows.
Yes, sir.
All of these movies or television shows had a prom theme. You tell me from what movie or television show.
Okay.
Brad, Stacy, Spicoli, and Rat all went to the prom in this movie.
That would be the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Name the TV show in which the prom was held in the Jefferson High Gymnasium.
That would be Happy Days.
Very good. Mm-hmm. In what movie did Michael J. Fox go to the Enchantment Under the Sea dance?
Back to the Future?
Yeah, he's got the flux capacitor going.
Come on, give me some hard ones.
You like that when I say flux capacitor.
I do. I love it. It's a good day when you say flux capacitor.
All right. Great Scott! Name this movie. Proms were illegal in a small Midwestern town until Kevin Bacon danced and changed things.
Footloose.
Yeah, I got to get harder questions here. Even I can answer these. The prom in this movie turned bloody for John Travolta, Sissy Spacek, and Amy Irving.
That would be Carrie.
A star who recently made a comeback took an Australian singer to the Rydell High School prom. What movie?
Rydell High beat the Cavaliers. Grease.
You're a sick person.
I am. This is why I'm not a doctor, because there's no room in there.
The Ramones played at the prom in this 1979 movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, she doesn't know one.
79. Yeah. I don't know.
Rock and Roll High School.
Oh, you know, I'm not seeing that.
And Zach, Kelly, and Screech went to Bayside High School in this TV show.
Saved by the Stupid Bell.
Saved by the Stupid Bell.
I did not watch. That is one show I did not watch.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well,
you like Screech.
No, I did not. If I liked anybody, it was Slater. I'm just saying.
It's going to rain. But
I think it's going to rain today.
I've got, is everything a song?
Yeah. Go ahead. I'll be quiet.
These are top five hints it's time to wash your car.
Oh, okay.
I think the guys will agree with these.
Okay.
Birds fly over and choose somewhere else to poop.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. My car's not brown.
Hmm.
Number three, you offered a hitchhiker a ride and they said, no thanks.
Yeah.
Number two, every time you park in the driveway, your property value goes down. And wash me is written in the window in Latin.
In Latin?
So you know that it's time to wash your car. It's been a long time, in other words.
Washes me is.
Thank you. Thanks, Andy. You're so smart.
You didn't know he knew Latin, did you?
Gosh, he is so smart.
Well,
on the bottom of the drought is over.
The drought is over. Anyway, we've got the coach, the hammer, and a check of the latest in sports coming up in just a couple of minutes.
I like having an audience in here.
You do?
I really think we should let you practice for your candidates forum tonight. Bill, Andy, and I could run for county commissioners and just pretend.
All right.
Because here we've got conservative, here we've got liberal,
yeah,
and here we've got middle.
Somebody who doesn't care.
Which, right, I'll lean both ways.
You do? Well, lady, you sit on my...
Don't touch that!
I've heard that before.
All three of y'all. All three of y'all. I saw it.
Yeah. That's where you're going today.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Come on.
So, Mr. Sack.
He's Kennedy. I told him.
So, Mr. Sack, if you become a county commissioner, what sort of bribes will you accept?
All of them.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Rissman, we, of course, don't like your politics, and we're not crazy about you. So why in the world would I vote for you?
Because Mario says so.
Very good.
Thank you.
Answer.
And Ms. Dossie.
Yes, sir.
As you know, you will go either way, and that is making you very, very popular in this election.
Yes.
And I just want to know, can you sing like Marilyn?
I can.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
All right. Well,
thank you should vote for me because I'm sweet and Southern. That is the only reason.
But I'm from Massachusetts.
I know, but you need some sweet tea, Mr. Kennedy.
Well, we thank you all for showing up today. And
you're going to do good tonight, Don. You're going to do great.
Don't call us, so we'll certainly not vote for you. Coming up, the coach. I got to switch voices now. Coming up.
Don't do it that way the whole show.
Hello, Hammer. How you doing?
Double dog dare ya.
Coming up, a check of the latest in sports. Right now, a golf tip that we all wait for every morning, brought to you by Executive Planners.
Hey, everybody. This is Rick Sloan with your weekly golf tip. Today, we're going to talk about why you hit fat shots.
This in a heartbeat. It's meatballs in a broth made with egg lemon sauce.
Mm.
I love meatballs.
Katina told you how to say it yesterday.
I know, but that was yesterday.
I know. You've slept since then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yuvalaki, a laka. How about this? You're going to like it a lot.
There you go.
That's it. Uh-huh. Nobody on the birthday list today, so where are you people? Somebody's having a birthday today.
I told you, nobody was born in April because it was August that they had to be conceived in, and it's too darn hot.
Okay.
Anybody has a birthday today, call right now. I'll answer the phone, and we'll announce it on the air.
Yeah, and you can win the birthday cupcake.
And we'll give you a cupcake.
877-5252.
I'll throw in lunch.
Oh, my gosh.
But you have to prove you have a birthday today. I want to see a license or something.
Don DeBine, well, you are getting so strict on your rules.
Well, I mean,
gosh.
877-5252 if you want
that. If it's your birthday. If today is your birthday.
All right. Calm down. It is 15 after 8 o'clock in the a.m. Coming up, David Letterman's top 10 list this morning from last night's show. Stick around for that. In the meantime, here are the Stones and Heart of Stone.